I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Ah, yes, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We are also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. And, of course, that's what we're doing right here, right now. As I record this, we are broadcasting across the interwebs and into your abode. Whether that abode may be your home, a cardboard box out back, I don't know. But anyway, I have, of course, my virtual water with me, a smaller bottle this time. Yes. I know a lot of you wonder, why do you do that, Dr. Bill? Because my throat gets all dry. And this keeps it lubricated and keeps my dulcet tones of my official radio voice sounding really good. Yes, well, anyway, this week was the Computer Electronics Show. From Las Vegas, which is in Nevada, which is out in the desert. Anyway, so Tech Podcast Network covered it for us, and we had live coverage right here on the DrBill.tv site. Dude. So, I trust you enjoyed tuning in and watching that all this week, and if you didn't, well, what's up with that? You should have. Anyway, the link has been taken down now because CES is over. It ended yesterday as I record this. Which, by the way, today is a Saturday. Just in case you're wondering as I record this. You know what day it is where you are. If you don't, never mind. Anyway, Vimeo has introduced a new faster video player. Yes. Now, as you know, we do have our Netcast on Vimeo. We have a Vimeo channel there. And of course, the player is used there. It has lightning fast playback, redesigned sharing screen, closed captioning with subtitles. It has HTML5 by default, which is good. It means it works on all the tablet-y things out there and so forth. And it has a purchase from player functionality, which of course we don't use, but others do. More responsive than ever. I'm down. Time for more water. Yes, it doesn't help with the mispronunciation of words, but I like to think it does. Anyway, CentOS Linux. Next item here. CentOS is, of course, my very, very, very favoritest version of server Linux that's free and open source. And by that I mean totally, totally free and open source. Red Hat, of course, is, I mean, really what CentOS is Red Hat Linux, okay? Red Hat Enterprise Linux. All that CentOS has done is they take the logos and everything and all references to Red Hat out of the code. And other than that, it is exactly binary compatible in every way because it really is the same code as Red Hat. It's just repackaged, you know. So anyway, I've been using it for years. It's awesome. But it has crossed the threshold, so to speak, from a totally community-only version to now being actually fully sponsored by Red Hat. Now, that's pretty cool. So, here's what Stephen J. Von Nichols, our good old buddy, says. If you use Linux to host your web servers and run your internet edge servers, chances are you're using CentOS. I certainly am. The Red Hat Enterprise Linux Clone has long been popular with hosting companies, data centers, and businesses that had in-house Linux expertise and so don't need to pay Red Hat's RHEL support. Now, being a Linux dude from way back, as a matter of fact, I'm one of the first 100 customers of Red Hat. I like that. Bragging rights, yes! Anyway, I go way back with Linux. I remember the actual first email that Linus sent out saying he was going to develop Linux. So I go that far back. Anyway, so I mean, I know it. So I don't technically need Red Hat support. Now, I have used Red Hat support before, both where I'm working now, because I support Red Hat at the hospital where I work, and also when I had an online business, the Low Carb Nexus, we had a shopping cart and so forth. All of that was online. The website, of course, was online. All of that was hosted through Red Hat Enterprise Linux, and I had full support because it was my business, and of course, I wanted it fully supported. So, but everything else I do, including the show, is hosted on CentOS. All right, so Red Hat and the CentOS project announced they were joining forces to build a new CentOS capable of driving forward development and adoption of next-generation open-source technologies. No, it's not April 1st. It's really happening. That's what he says here in the article. That's pretty cool stuff. Okay, now let's start talking about what was announced at CES. Lots and lots of cool techie stuff was announced at CES. Now, one that's close to my heart is the Roku TV. Yes, you heard that right. Not the Apple TV, the Roku TV. Now, here's how it works. They demonstrated it at CES. It's not quite available yet. Probably 6 months or so it'll be available. But basically, the Hisense company and what's the other one? The other company that's doing it. TCL and Hisense, okay? TCL and Hisense, those two companies are the third and fifth largest TV producers, you know, manufacturers, according to Roku. And what Roku is doing is building in the Roku technology, basically like having a Roku 3 box built into the TV. Now, that's cool. Now, here's what I love about this, personally, is that that means that our Dr. Bill Bailey.net netcast channel, which is our Roku channel, is going to be part of these TVs. So as these TVs ship, our channel capability, if people choose to sign up for it, will be right there built into the TV. Dude, how cool is that? It's awesome. So this is pretty doggone cool. Okay. Next item here, Asus. I like to say Asus, it sounds cool. ASUS. Asus has a tablet/notebook already called the Transformer Robots in Disguise. Couldn't help it, had to say it. No, they don't sell Transformers like those kind of Transformers, you know, like this guy. No. Okay. No, they have a Transformer series of tablet/notebooks, okay? But this new one is called the Duet. Sounds lovely, doesn't it? And what's so special about the Duet? Well, here's what I wrote in my little article here. Okay, this past week, Tech Podcast Network covered CES 2014. There were a lot of cool, geeky devices that they uncovered in their awesome coverage, which we carried right here on the website. This device is one of the things that was unveiled at CES. It's the Asus Transformer Duet. Why Duet? Because this laptop, which is also a tablet, runs both Android and Windows 8X, in other words, 8 and 8.1. How cool is that? That's what I say. So you can plug the laptop into the keyboard unit, use it as a laptop, undock the screen from the keyboard unit, and use it as a tablet. While it's docked in the keyboard, you can touch a button that will toggle you between Android and Windows in less than 4 seconds. Wow! That's cool. This gives you multiple functionality, both from the software side, the operating systems, and from the physical side, the tablet or laptop. This is very cool because this puts you to a point that perhaps this one device can do it all. That is, be your desktop slash laptop and your tablet, both in the Android world and in the Windows world. Can it be this powerful and flexible? I suppose time will tell when we have one in hand to see if it works as designed. Awesome! I kind of really want one of those. Speaking of something else that I want, and probably won't get anytime soon, Toyota unveiled a hydrogen electric car at CES 2014. Dude, now, let me read you what I wrote about this. Another little personal observation here. Okay, we all really want cool electric cars. Well, we do. At least I do. And at this year's CES, Toyota announced a new hydrogen-powered electric car that looks really cool. It has it's a real pretty blue. You can see, well, let me put it up over here. It's really cool looking. Anyway. Plus, it will be available in 2014. Yes, that is future, but not the distant future. So that means that before too long, we'll actually be able to drive a 300-mile range electric car powered by hydrogen fuel cells that is actually practical. Of course, that means that in order to make it more practical, we have to have fuel stations to buy hydrogen and powers the fuel cell that makes the car work. Hopefully this will happen over time. California has an initiative to spend $200 million installing hydrogen stations throughout the state, starting in Southern California and expanding from there. Whether other states will get on board with this initiative remains to be seen. I go on to say, I must say that ever since my elementary school chemistry class, or was that junior high? I'm not sure. However, whenever it was, I remember dreaming of hydrogen engines in a car based on our studies of hydrogen being the most freely available element in the universe and the fact that when it burns, it produces only water as its